Brad Davidson now joins us on the phone. Morning, Brad.
Yeah, morning, Dave. Morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, very well, mate. Nature Strip, and yes, yes, yes. We spoke to Adam Pengelly before, and look, they were very, very impressive and may even fly the flag for us at Ascot later in the year.
Yeah, exactly right. They were outstanding, weren't they, yesterday in the trials. Nature Strip, good to see him just settle that bit better again in front. Chris Waller, he's a genius at getting those keen going horses to be able to switch off and relax, and he's been slowly transforming Nature Strip. And we saw the proof was in the pudding at Flemington, obviously, before a break in that VRC Classic down the straight. And look, he trialled super out in front there. And yes, 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 good to see him put himself in the trial just behind them there, given a very soft hit out. And like you said, you might see him over there at Royal Ascot this year. But looking forward to seeing what they can produce in the autumn as well.
A few horses out to impress for the country championships at Canterbury today.
Yeah, there are. The country championship's just around the corner, and there's a few there that are trying to boost their chances, I suppose, of getting in the heap and been really competitive. One in the last there, Fritz's Factor for Rodney Northam. She's 2 from 2 this preparation, coming out of highway races, one at Scone and then a highway race last time out. She looks more than capable in the last, and then you've got a couple returning in Logan River and Alma Haha there in race 6 going toe-to-toe. So, yes, and we'll see it over the next few weeks for sure. A lot of these country champs horses resuming. I'm just having a look at the Tamworth form for tomorrow at this stage, and there's more of them there. So they're all coming back, and they're all trying to program to the tee, I suppose, because you can only have 5 wins and 20 starts or less to get into the heat. So a lot of them sitting there on maybe, 18 or 19 starts or 4 wins at the moment, so only allowed 1 more win before going into the heat. So a bit of a timing situation with most stables, but no doubt they would have, given them a nice break, come back and try to pick off a win before heading to those heats.
Very elegant. Look, a name that we all love in regards to having a pump, but she just was doing some things wrong in her racing. Is she going to get back and be better than ever, do you think?
Yeah, well, I heard an interview with Bray Sokolsky, one of the part owners there yesterday. I think it was on Perth Radio, and he was really talking up her prospects for the autumn. I just thought I'd mention it through for punters who do follow her. Obviously, she won the Hill Stakes back in October and then finished 12th or 14th there in the Cox Plate. It's probably fair to say, her colours were lower to touch there in the spring. I mean, it's not easy, is it, to go from 3-year-old season winning an Oaks in Sydney, obviously, last autumn, and then go straight to the spring and take that step up. She finished 9th in the Wink Stakes, 4th in the George Main, only beaten 4 lengths behind the Villiers, and then won that Hill Stakes and beating Summit out, and then was well held in the Cox Plate. But Bray Sokolsky was of the opinion that she's just a much better autumn horse. And said all the reports from Chris Waller was that she was doing a lot better in the stable heading into the autumn than versus the spring. So we might see a bit of a turnaround there for Very Elegant. We know she likes wet tracks, and we know that she is a bit of a quirky horse, as you mentioned, Dave. She does tend to over-race, and they're doing their best to get her to relax and switch off. And it'd be fascinating to see whether she can get back to her best, or I suppose she's got to prove that she's right up to it still, isn't she? As a 4-year-old, she won like that Hill Stakes, but all her Group 1 form was as a 3-year-old. So we'll see how she levels up in the autumn.
What about a Canterbury today, mate? You got a winner for us?
Look, I'm going to go with race 7, number 3, Fritz's Factor, one of the horses we mentioned earlier. I just thought $50 seemed a fair enough price. I know highway form generally going up to benchmark grades are a little bit iffy a lot of the time. But, look, I really like the way this mare's been going, this preparation. She clocked super time when winning first up at Scone, and then second up she had to go right back from the gate. It really rattled home to win that highway in solid figures again. So she's won the 4 from 8 overall. She's got to carry the 59 here today. But I love the gate one for her because she's shown in her past couple of starts she can actually take up a lot closer position. But she's drawn barriers 12 and 10 at her past 2 starts. So now she's drawn 1. I think she might be able to even box seat here behind the lead. Rail out 6 metres at Canterbury. Going to need a little bit of luck around the turn because they don't normally fan, particularly when the rail's out there. But, the right man on for the job, Nash. And just hoping that she can get a bit of clear air at the top of the straight. I think the extra trip suits, and at around the $8.50 mark, happy to lean her way there in the last.
Perfect. $8 now, so $8.50 into $8 favourite there. bound to win at that 280 price, which does come out of that good run at Kembla. It's come back a nice horse bound to win, that filly.
It was a good win the other day. Sat wide and looked gone, to be honest.
Yeah.
But was able to fight off the canvas there to score. A bit tougher here today, but looked likeable all the same for sure in that last race.
All right, mate. We will talk to you tomorrow and we'll be following that tip today. Race 7, number 3, Fritz's Factor, $8 currently with the tab.